Last month, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration turned down an application to make the morning-after birth control pill an over-the-counter drug. The FDA said at the time it had made that decision against the advice of its own scientists. Memos written by those scientists have now come to light. NPR's Julie Rovner joins us in our studios. Julie, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we're not talking about RU486, but another morning-after pill.
That's right. Well, RU486 is an abortion pill. The pill we're talking about, called Plan B, actually doesn't work on established pregnancies. It only works for pregnancies that have not yet begun. Mm-hmm. It's actually two doses of regular birth control pills packaged together. It does prevent pregnancy very effectively if taken within 72 hours of unprotected intercourse, but it works best if it's taken as soon after as possible. The argument had been that if on weekends, which is when most unprotected intercourse happens, it's hard to get to a doctor to get a prescription to get to the drugstore, so that if it was over the counter, it would be easier to take it sooner and it would be more effective.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the misgivings that some people had about this drug being sold over the counter?
A number of conservative groups and about 50 members of Congress were very concerned that it would both encourage young teenagers to become sexually active if they weren't, because there would be fewer consequences, and also that it would foster the spread of sexually transmitted diseases. In fact, those members of Congress wrote to President Bush earlier this year and asked him to order the FDA not to allow it to go over the counter.
Did the president order the FDA? Can he do that?
Well, the FDA said he didn't. The FDA said this was a decision made based on science and not on politics. In fact, the man who made the decision denied that he spoke to anybody further up the chain than he was.
Okay. So you have these memos from FDA senior scientists published in Friday's Washington Post. Did they disagree with this decision to keep Plan B a prescription-only drug?
Yes, they did, in surprisingly strong terms. The memos say that this decision sets a new standard for this drug that it didn't set for previous contraceptives. For instance, no other over-the-counter contraceptives have ever had to show they wouldn't foster the spread of sexually transmitted diseases. They also disagree with the assertion by the man who made the decision that there was not enough data on its use by young teenagers, those under 16, and actually a senior scientist just one level below the scientist who actually made the decision said, and I quote, that the FDA has not heretofore distinguished the safety and efficacy of Plan B and other forms of hormonal contraception among different ages of women of childbearing potential, and I'm not aware of any compelling scientific reason for such a distinction in this case.
Mm-hmm. If the FDA officials who made this decision were influenced by the argument that it would promote increased sexual intercourse among preteens and teens, is it not in their purview to decide that this is a drug that could have ill effects on the population?
Well, they're supposed to make the decision based on the data that's presented to them. And right now, what we have is a dispute about the data that was presented to them. The senior scientists in the advisory committee said they thought there was enough data on the use by teenagers to justify it being made over the counter, that probably fewer teenagers would have unintended pregnancies and or have abortions. Because of this, they thought that benefit outweighed the small risks. The decision makers at FDA said they didn't think there was enough. So it is a decision on the scientific merits with a lot of political overtones.
Does inevitably the decision that was made last month nevertheless stand?
For the moment, it certainly does. Now, Bar Laboratories, the maker of the drug, is putting together a new application that would basically split the way it would be sold. It would be available over the counter for girls age 16 and over, and it would remain by prescription for those under age 16. That has never before been done by the FDA. In fact, they said in the letter when they rejected it, they would be willing to consider that option, and that, I believe, is still on the table.
Mm-hmm. But to recap, it is available by prescription.
Yes, it is available by prescription. In fact, the American Medical Association last week passed a resolution taking the FDA to task for rejecting it, but also urging doctors to write advanced prescriptions for women so that if they find they need it over a weekend, they'll have the prescription in their hand and can at least go to the drugstore and get it that way.
NPR's Julie Rovner, thanks very much.
You're welcome.